the most common questions I get asked in my work on digital transformation is, who should digital report to? But in truth, it doesn't really matter that much. It's not the question we should be asking. But before I dive into the real questions, let's look at the options and ask why organisations are so obsessed with this issue. And to do that, we need to understand how attitudes towards digital are in a state of flux, really. In the early days of digital, few in business understood it. People knew that it was starting to matter and that it was technology related, but it wasn't exactly business critical. And with that in mind, most organisations put digital under the remit of IT. After all, it dealt with everything else technology related, so surely IT should deal with digital. But over time, it became obvious that the web was a valuable marketing tool. Its profile grew, as did the organisational understanding, and many organisations started to move ownership of digital across into marketing. But in other organisations, this then became a point of contention. Unfortunately, some organisations are still stuck in this battle. They're looking for a way to fit digital into the existing business silos. But this is just not going to work because digital is something new, something that doesn't fit in with business as usual. It's something that touches on almost every part of the organisation. What then is the answer? Well, some organisations have realised just how profound the impact of digital is on their customers and in turn on how they operate. And their response is to appoint a chief digital officer, a C-suite position whose role it is to integrate digital into the heart of the organisation. Now, there is some validity in this approach. It recognises that digital should be ubiquitous across the entire organisation's operations. It also recognises that digital will need to shape the fabric of the business and so needs a C-suite support. There is also some precedent for this approach. When electricity first arrived, some appointed chief electricity officers, an appointment designed to help integrate electricity into the business. This must have worked because electricity is now completely invisible to us, such as its level of ubiquity. But others argue that digital is about a shift in consumer behaviour. And as a result, they argue, we should have chief customer officers, not chief digital officers. And the argument for a chief customer officer is a strong one. Customer behaviour has shifted over the last few years due in part to digital innovation. And it also makes more sense to focus on the customer rather than on the technology. Like digital, improving the customer experience touches on every part of the organisation. This means that we need to change the way that we operate, and so it makes sense to have a C-suite appointment. Somebody to coordinate the close collaboration across business silos. But is that really the right way to go? Is this not just creating a new business silo? Shouldn't both customer experience and digital integrate into the heart of an organisation? Well, the answer to that depends on organisational maturity. Whether you talk about customer experience or digital, we have probably all agree that we want to see it being a ubiquitous part of what we do every day. We don't think about using electricity, and neither should we consider using digital to be a specialist skill. Equally, we should want to bake customer experience into our organisation's DNA. Companies that get digital and get customer experience don't have separate departments dedicated to these functions. Everybody is responsible. But not every company is at that level of maturity. In fact, very few are. For many, they need somebody to champion the adoption of the customer experience and digital mindset. They need somebody responsible for providing leadership in these areas and driving change. As the company matures in these areas, those roles will eventually become redundant, in much the same way as we no longer have chief electricity officers. We should be more concerned with maturing in these areas rather than debating where in the organisation they should sit. As I said at the beginning, it doesn't matter where digital reports, there are more important questions to address. Put digital and customer experience wherever you want. I really don't care. It doesn't matter. What matters is wherever you place it, you can positively answer the following questions. Does digital have strong executive support? It doesn't matter if digital sits under IT, marketing, or somewhere else. What matters is that it has an executive sponsor that appreciates its value and understands its role. Digital and indeed customer experience needs executive support if it's to flourish. Support that will protect it from policies and politics that prevent its adoption and integration. Ensure that it has a voice at the highest level of the organization and champions change to the organization structure to better support its integration. What job title that person has is a secondary consideration compared to the role of being that executive champion. The second question you need to be able to positively answer is your digital team more than a service department? That champion also needs to ensure that your digital staff are providing leadership in their area. They can't simply act as a service department. Because digital started off in IT, many people see digital and digital staff as being support staff. Digital teams spend most of their life implementing the ideas of other departments, this despite the fact that those departments don't really have deep insights into the capability of digital. Internal digital teams should be more than an internal agency. They shouldn't be just taking briefs and developing products. They should be providing leadership and direction in the digital field. But this team also needs to keep an eye on the end goal, and that brings us on to the next question you need to be able to answer positively, which is there a long-term plan to make digital ubiquitous? Remember, we're seeking to make digital ubiquitous, invisible like electricity, and that means the digital team can't work in isolation. It needs to be working collaboratively with every part of the organization. It should be teaching colleagues how to take ownership over the digital services that have been built for them, and that needs to have a long-term plan from within the digital team to effectively make themselves redundant. A plan of education and empowerment that will affect and impact every part of the organization. We shouldn't be just building another business silo. The reason organizations don't know where to put digital is because it should be everywhere. We should be embedding it in every part of our business, not a single department. But getting to that point is a journey that can start really anywhere you want. Just be aware that sooner or later it's going to involve some big changes as your organization matures.